Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 184, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 184. The name of God is my inheritance. You live by symbols. You have made up names for everything you see. Each one becomes a separate entity, identified by its own name. By this, you carve it out of unity. By this, you designate its special attributes and set it off from other things by emphasizing space surrounding it. This space you lay between all things to which you give a different name, all happenings in terms of place and time, all bodies which are greeted by a name. This space you see as setting off all things from one another is the means by which the world's perception is achieved. You see something where nothing is, and see as well nothing where there is unity, a space between all things, between all things and you. Thus do you think that you have given life in separation. By this split, you think you are established as a unity which functions with an independent will. The name of God is my inheritance. As I contemplate and meditate with this lesson, I first ask, what is it that God created me as, which is my inheritance? And then I ask, what is inheritance? I define inheritance to be the essence of what I am. That is my inheritance. The name of God is the essence of what I am, my inheritance. And I look at the definition of inheritance, and I want to bring it to or understand it in light of awareness, watching awareness, this practice I've been doing. If I am awareness, then that is my inheritance, my essence. God created me as awareness, as He is awareness. And I sit with that. The name of God is my inheritance. My inheritance is awareness, consciousness that is aware. And I gave it that label, awareness. But now there is a shift, and I label it God. I am as God is. These two words are the same thing now in my mind, conscious awareness and God. The awareness that I am. Is God. And the space that I see in the room is God, is awareness. Everything is God. I am one with God because I am conscious awareness. I recall that I am a thought in God's mind, and He cherishes that thought because He keeps it in His mind always. I exist. He must keep it in His mind always. This practicing of awareness, watching awareness, is bringing back to mind and cherishing the truth of what I am, awareness as God is. And that remembrance, there is only peace, because in that remembrance, there is no division. There is nothing but unity and peace, nothing in opposition to. There is only the all. No problems could exist. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me grow my willingness to want to be and remember who I am in truth throughout the day. When I slip into illusions, forgetting who I am, nudge me to get quiet and return back to the truth of what I am, in good times and in bad. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with the prayer from this lesson. Father, our name is yours. In it, we are unified with all living things. And you, who are their creator, What we made and call by many different names is but a shadow we have tried to cast across your own reality. And we are glad and thankful we were wrong. All our mistakes we give to you, that we may be absolved from all effects our errors seemed to have. And we accept the truth you give in place of every one of them. Your name is our salvation and escape from what we made. Your name unites us in the oneness which is our inheritance and peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with me in remembering our inheritance. Namaste.